It's What's New from WBAA Classical. I'm John Clare. Medals have historically been given as prizes, gold, silver, and bronze. They designate the first three ages of man in Greek mythology. The Golden Age, when men lived among the gods. The Silver Age, where youth lasted 100 years. And the Bronze Age, the era of heroes. The custom of awarding gold, silver, and bronze medal for the highest achievers dates from at least the 18th century. We'll hear from award-winning pianists Peter Andrzejewski, Yaekwon Sunwoo, and Martina Filiak on today's What's New. Coming up, Rachmaninoff's second piano sonata, but first, a new release with Martina Filiak. Martina came to international attention by winning the gold medal, the first prize, and the Beethoven Prize at the Cleveland International Piano Competition. Prior to that, she won first prizes at the Maria Canals Piano Competition and the Viotti Piano Competition, and a laureate at the Busoni Piano Competition. This is the A minor Prelude and Fugue by Johann Sebastian Bach on What's New. The Great Prelude and Fugue in A minor by Johann Sebastian Bach, arranged for piano by Franz Liszt on What's New. We heard pianist Martina Filiak from a Solo Musica release. I spoke to Martina about the new disc.
There definitely is a strong, passionate drive in all of these works. This is absolutely what connects them. What also connects them is that it's Bach's very first organ prelude and fugue. It's Schumann's very first big sonata. It's Scriabin's very first big sonata. It's one of the first Liszt transcriptions that he made of Bach. And, as much as they got into a certain, I don't want to say routine later on, I always try to imagine what is it like for a young composer to sit down and write the first one. So he surely wants to make a strong personal statement at this point, and he wants to show himself at his best, and he's got all this energy and all these ideas. And yet he has to incorporate it in a certain very classical or very Baroque form. When it comes to Scriabin's first sonata, he was only 18 or 19 when he recorded it, but I really would never believe that it's a work of a young composer. The concept is very clear. There are some almost leitmotif ideas that are coming through the entire piece from the beginning to the end. There is this marcia funebre, this funeral march that somewhat recalls the Chopin sonata, but I feel it's almost more dreadful. All these works contain their own particularities that mark them as important, even though they are the first in the series of the works that the composer is about to write.
Pianist Martina Filiak. We're hearing some amazing keyboard players and turn to Martina's recording of Alexander Scriabin's first piano sonata. It was completed in 1892 and is emotionally charged. Much of the music was written after Scriabin had damaged his right hand through excessive piano playing. Here's Martina Filiak on What's New. The Piano Sonata No. 1, Opus 6 by Alexander Scriabin on What's New. We heard Martina Filiak at the piano. You can find out more at facebook.com/whatsnewwbaa. In June 2017, Yaekwon Sunwoo took the gold medal at the Clyburn competition. Here's his live recording on Decca Gold of Sergei Rachmaninoff's Piano Sonata No. 2 on What's New. Piano Sonata No. 2 by Sergei Rachmaninoff with pianist Yaekwon Sunwoo. It's from the live recording on Decca Gold from the Clyburn competition. When we return, more piano artistry on What's New. It's What's New. I'm your host, John Clare. Coming up, we'll hear a collaboration of Debussy chamber music, but first, let's hear Yaekwon Sunwoo play the commission work for the 15th Van Cliburn competition. It's by jury member and Canadian pianist Marc-André Hamelin, called Toccata on La Mallarmé. Here's gold medalist Yaekwon Sunwoo on What's New. Toccata on La Mallarmé by Marc-André Hamelin on What's New. We heard gold medalist Yaekwon Sunwoo from his debut Decca Gold release from August 2017. I had a chance to speak with Yaekwon Sunwoo about winning the gold.
It's changed like so much, and I, you know, like right after the winning, like literally the day after, it's been very busy with so many different activities and meetings and just many different things. It's kept me busy so that it has never really sunken in yet. I'm really thankful for it. And like when I see the schedule of the concerts that I have, I'm over the moon, and that reminds me that I won the first prize. And after winning the competition, I went to Korea to do a little press conference. And one of the concerts that I have, the recital I have in December, got sold out instantly, and I was featured in the news for many different major news channels. And you know, they have this thing called on Naver. It's Naver. It's like sort of like a Google or Yahoo. Those like search engines, and they had me on the front page of it. So it was exciting.
It must have been kind of nice to see some former classmates from Curtis in this, and even in the finals. And at the same time, it must have been kind of cool to have sort of classical music royalty around, you know, Leonard Slatkin and Elliot Forrest and Anderson Rowe Duo and all these folks that were, you know, doing things with the web and part of the competition and the chamber music there. Was it a little bit of a... kind of neat to see all these, you know, sort of famous folks, and now you're joining their company?
Yes, and you know, they're such amazing people, and I got to like briefly chat with many of them, like Anderson Rowe. Like I saw their webcast, and they're so much fun to listen to. I just wanted to keep them. I mean, it's not good that to watch other competitors, but I watched it some of that to see their commentaries and stuff, because it was fun. But it's great to be like, also, it was such a joy to play with Leonard Slatkin, and he was the chair of the jury members, so I couldn't speak to him or anything, but he this gives you a feeling that he has this warmth and a very genuine side of, and before the finals, before going on stage, I always do a little stretching before in the backstage, and when he came to the backstage, he kind of gave a little like shoulder massage for like I don't know 10 seconds or something. So I thought that was kind of sweet, but it's it's amazing that they have such wonderful musicians involved in the competition. And I think part of it is because of Van Cliveren himself. I never had a chance to meet him in person, but he's famous for this, his humble side and personality, and his warmth, it really shows and in his playing as well. And he's, you know, he's one of my favorite pianists. But I think because of who he is, like the Cliveren family had kind of carries on that aspect of it, and all the people around Cliveren family is it's just wonderful. I think.
Well, congratulations. This is such a lovely album, and we know you're going to be busy around the world, and we're looking to so much more. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much. The album will be released on August 18th. So I think the digital is already out, but I'm really looking forward to the physical copy.
Ye Kwan Sunwoo in a conversation on what's new. This is What's New. I'm John Clare. In a while, we'll talk to Peter Andrzejewski about his Warner Classics Fantasy release from February 2017, but let's hear some of it first. This is Robert Schumann's Fantasia in C Major, Opus 17, on What's New. A masterpiece from 1836 and recorded on a Warner Classics release of Mozart and Schumann called Fantasies. We heard the Fantasia in C Major, Opus 17, with pianist Peter Andrzejewski on What's New. Find out more at facebook.com/whatsnewwbaa, including podcasts and playlists. I spoke with Peter Andrzejewski about music and collaborating.
Yes, violin, piano, definitely. It's you know, possibly because of my sister, you know, we've been brought up together and we traveled together as children. And so we've played together naturally when we were, you know, kids and teenagers. So it's true that the piano-violin repertoire is the most, it's something that is the most natural for me, you know. And it's also happened to be one of the most beautiful repertoire, actually, in chamber music. So I just seem to be coming back to this on a regular basis.
Obviously, I love that you've talked about the operatic quality of Mozart's music, even when it's not an opera. And I think Schumann struggled with this sort of thing, and he looked to that sort of literary, he sort of not only struggled as a pianist, I mean, his music is so incredible, but, you know, he had injured himself.
Yes.
And had such a great wife, and, you know, what a, you know, person to interpret your music, but struggled a little bit more. But it's probably just as fun. While Mozart is lyrical, they both are quite difficult to play.
You know, the older you get, the more difficult everything gets, you know, but... yes, they are difficult to play. I would say Schumann is particularly difficult to play. And, you know, formally, just to get the structure, especially in the Schumann fantasy, you know, just to keep the structure together is a challenge, really. You know, I mean, the first movement of the fantasy, you know, it's the fantasy in C major is in C major, but there is no C major to the last measures of the movement. You know, it's like 12 minutes of music without the tonic, without C major. So you go through the whole piece in a state of suspension, basically, you know, until this resolution at the end. And then how do you convey this? How do you manage with this? I don't know. You know.
And we're tickled that you had some time to talk today.
It's a pleasure.
Peter Andrzejewski in a conversation on What's New. Here's Andrzejewski collaborating with violinist Victoria Milova in Claude Debussy's Sonata in G Minor on What's New. ¶¶ a recording from 1995 of the Violin Sonata in G Minor by Claude Debussy on What's New. Victoria Milova was collaborating with Peter Andrzejewski at the keyboard. What's New is a production of WBAA, a listener-supported broadcast service of Purdue University. Production assistance from Erica Yon and Kevin Howard. The executive producers, Greg Kostraba, and I'm your host and creator, John Clare. Thanks for listening to What's New.